TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Panthers?
That sounds right to me. I think
anyway,
that is right.
It's not many. There's not many teams. I think you have to do more than just win a playoff game. Winning a playoff game, very good job, Mike. We're very proud of you. You finally did it with an ancient quarterback. You know, who looks like he was around when the game was invented.
It doesn't sound you'd be very proud of him because you just said you'd
I'm holding him. I'm holding him to the higher standard than just win a playoff game now. Like, you've got to do something fairly dramatic to win me over to this idea. I think there'd also have to be, like, a visible sign or some sort of basic statement by a very articulate coach that he is changing in some way, shape, or form the way he tries to do his business. Instead, what we get from him are the platitudes about, well, this is how I've always carried myself over 19 years. I always have somebody. I'm always accountable to myself.
But
you're not, though.
Okay, but I do think Sunday we saw a philosophical offensive change for a game.
But is it going to last, is the point.
That's a great question.
So you get
but
to
at
the
least
genesis
I
of,
saw it happen, and they won sure. using it. So if they won using it, why would he be so adamantly against it?
I mean, yes, but we've had this same sort of, you've probably asked that rhetorical question before. We all wonder the same thing, and his answer is always, well, we can't do 1 week what we did the last week because everyone's different in the NFL. I don't know, man. The really good teams tend to impose their will, either offensively or defensively, on whoever they're playing. Bill Belichick famously did come up with a different game plan week to week and change that team's identity like a chameleon.
Yeah.
But the Rams are going to be the Rams on offense and on defense, regardless of who they're lining up against. Would you largely agree with that?
Sure. I mean,
they're going to have tweaks.
He's confessed
but
he doesn't have a very complicated offense, McVay. He's
no,
said
I know,
as much.
But my point is, if you're really good at something too, and you know you can kind of win in the, not win in the margins, but win with little tweaks here and there, you're going to force another team to stop you. Mike seems to get, like, spooked by the presence of a backup tight end having to play, and then he's going to completely alter the tell Smith to alter the offensive game plan. In his quotes, we might hear this later today, and I don't even think this one is, like, necessarily that wrong. He talked about how hard of a run defense day it was going to be when Malik Harrison went out on that scary hit.
Who he's barely had this year.
Right!
And is new to the Steelers.
So that's kind of what gets me, is that he seems, for a guy who talks a big game to his game plans and his philosophies are remarkably dependent on what he has at his disposal. Like, he doesn't trust his way of doing things next man up. Patrick Queen goes out, oh, well, if our communications hub gets knocked out again, what are we going to do? We'll have to get some foil and an antenna to try to communicate.
Donnie, do you agree with this? That in order for Tomlin to get off your hot seat to not want him gone at the end of the year, he would have to win multiple playoff games?
I would probably put it at one right now, at least to put things at bay. Like, I kind of feel like them winning on Sunday put things at bay for a lot of people. And then you certainly had no shortage of the lifelong defenders of the guy puffing out the chest. You know, everybody tweeting out the gif of him blowing
a kiss.
Like, I can't believe you would ever dare doubt Mike Tomlin in a big game. I
mean, is this more of a shot at media people or Steelers fans, what you're saying right now?
Fans.
Okay.
I believe it's what Ryan Scarpino likes to do, the cap, he a Steeler, cry harder, when he likes to paraphrase the way fans tend to talk to him after he's slagged the team.
So, I mean, if he can actually lead them to a playoff game this year, yeah, I don't think the seat should be scorching hot. I'm not going to come out here after the season and say, yeah, let's get rid of this guy anyway.
So, but, so even if they just make the playoffs, you won't want him.
No,
you
I won't said lead win.
Okay, he's got to win one.
Yeah, because they could very easily do the same thing that they've done for the last 8 years. They could make it, and then they could lose by 3 touchdowns.
When that's happened, that hasn't cooled any of the desire for people who've wanted him fired for a while to want him fired. Pony, you're the one who has been on this show the longest tenured member of the Mike Needs to Go Club.
I agree.
What would one playoff win do for you?
Well, it would definitely bring him back.
No.
For me.
You're making the call.
Yeah, it would.
Why?
Because I've bitched and moaned about how that's a mountain that's too high for them for a long time. And if they were to do it, to me, that would be progress and a step in the right direction.
But all you're doing is rewarding him for meeting a lowered standard that he was the main reason became lower.
I don't agree with that.
If they had won a playoff game 7 years ago after a couple of years, 2 years removed,
right.
You wouldn't, especially if they had won and then lost as a favorite the next week, you wouldn't say that's good enough. The standard has lowered partly because he has been the one lowering.
Okay, like defining a season as whether or not it was a success or not a success versus should somebody be fired for this are two different things. If you finish, if you make the divisional round, and you're in the top quarter of the NFL, you're one of only 8 teams that are still left playing, I don't think that's a fireable offense. I just don't. I don't think that that's something that a coach, unless it's like some, you know, like a guy who had, you know, Sean McDermott or somebody like that, or John Harbaugh, who we think has this great quarterback, and you feel like I need to get rid of this guy or we're going to waste this dude's prime. That's different, but I would have to eat some crow on Mike if they win a playoff game.
But if the ultimate goal is you do want to see a change in how the Steelers essentially conduct their business, which I would think is a fair thing for me to say about your desires for them, him winning a playoff game merely gets everybody to retrench themselves on that side of things.
But my thing to you back on that is, because this is not a long-term solution, and by no means a quarterback situation that can be prolonged maybe for anything more than just an extra year. Like, why would any playoff run make you think that Mike is capable of getting the quarterback position right and stewarding the franchise in the right direction? Even if they lost the AFC Championship game, you're still in theory maybe back to square one at the end of the year. And then what do you do then?
I mean, at that point, even in a wide open year, I'll feel like he's had to have beaten at least one really good team, probably 2 teams that are going to be favored.
But you're saying,
give him a little more.
But you're saying right now,
2 is different than 1.
You're saying right now on your proverbial hot seat, you would still fire Mike if they won their first round game and lost the divisional round. Right now, the matchup is Steelers Bills. How do I say fire Mike Tomlin when Josh Allen comes in here, last year's MVP, they beat him? And I'm going to say, well, if he doesn't man up here against the Patriots in Foxborough this Sunday, he's gone. That just doesn't sit right with me.
What if they were to, say, win that first game, bounce the Bills, and then have to see, I don't know, for whatever reason, they end up, like, I don't even know if they could play the Jags. I guess they maybe couldn't. Yeah, they could. Like, the Patriots have a wild card team that wins, and the Steelers get the Jags down in Jacksonville. It's Trevor Lawrence, who I don't think people here view as like a serious operator.
No, they don't.
And he beats the Steelers. I don't think people would feel good, would like leave. They'd be like, okay, you won a playoff game, and then it was there for the taking to get to the AFC title game, and he couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be some disappointment because of who they lost to, but I wouldn't say that's a fireable offense that you beat Josh Allen in January and then lost to Jacksonville,
who
beats you in the playoffs all the time.
Where I'm willing to dig my heels in is I think they are so desperately in need of a fundamental shift in how they do things, which starts with new people calling the shots, right?
Yeah.
That
it would take a significantly deep playoff run for me to take my what I feel are very valid long-term concerns about them and willfully put them off to the side in service of, well,
it's week to week. They're going to be good weeks, and you can't wear your hand out patting yourself on the back when you have those good weeks, and you certainly can't hate yourself. You have those negative weeks, and as a leader, I think it's important that I show that steady presence to provide that compass, if you will, for the collective.
Can't wear yourself out. Can't wear your hand out patting yourself on the back. He did wear his hand out blowing a kiss to the cameras after the Steelers win over the Ravens, so there's that. Segment is sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar, Fan Beer of the Month. Grist House, Hazadelic Juice Grenade. Proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. All right, so Tomlin tells reporters today he feels like he's been on the hot seat for 19 years. We know that's not actually true. The owner adores Mike, and it would give him a great amount of pain and discomfort to even broach Mike about a mutual split. I brought up to you last segment, if I posted a poll that said, even after the Steelers beat the Ravens, how many of you want Tomlin gone at the end of the year? So how much did he curry favor with fans after beating Baltimore and moving up to first place? 78% of people say, yes, they'd still fire him.
I wonder what that number changes to if they win a playoff game. Is it like reverse completely? Am I in like it does for me. One out of every five people would still do it?
You might call me Art Pony the Second, but I'm not even sure I'd fire him if they won the division, made the playoffs, and played a close playoff game.
Ah, that's right. He can't get real victories in the playoffs. Moral victories, however.
Well, I think we're kind of in a 9-year drought with moral victories.
So why
too.
Have a low bar for letting the guy who is largely responsible for creating the conditions of that 9-year drought continue to benefit from them? He is a big reason why the standard has dropped for a lot of people, and they'll say, I'll just take a playoff win.
In fact, I think he's the biggest reason other than Art.
So again,
yep.
Why let him benefit from his own lessened standard?
Because he actually would have accomplished something.
Wait, I'm talking about specifically in the get in but don't win.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I'll borrow Mike Tomlin. He always talks about how he doesn't preach moral victories. I'm not going to
Not giving him credit for playing. It's not so much I'm giving him credit for playing a close game. It's I'm giving him credit for winning the AFC North. That's what I'm doing. And then the playoff game wasn't such a disaster that the winning the division outweighs losing a close playoff game. Don't you think some stock should be given to winning your division?
I don't know. The best player in the division, which I do think is actually Burrow at this point, missed how many games?
But you're the wrong person to ask that question to, because you don't think the Steelers' Super Bowl win counts as much because Brady was out.
Right? Joe Burrow missed how many games, though? Five or six?
Jackson has been
compromised or out for multiple games.
But we don't do that, like, other than you.
I'm just staying consistent, though.
I know you are, but nobody else, when looking at, okay, the Steelers have 6 Super Bowls, but really it feels more like 5, and it's cheap, and the Patriots really have the
2008. They were the 2008 spiritual Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I can't. If you win the division, like, yeah, you might have gotten some luck along the way, but you still won your division. And it's not like Burrow and Jackson missed the entire year. They played.
But didn't I say to you yesterday when this something to this effect came up that, like, the fact that he maybe could surmount a quarterback injury is actually a problem because it shows how goofily their team is constructed?
Okay, but to me, you're talking about being consistent and fair. I'll tell you something I don't do for Mike, and based on what you said, you should probably do for him. I don't say, well, he was without Antonio Brown in Denver, or he was without Le'Veon Bell against the Ravens. No, you still lost those playoff games. Tough. I don't say, well, actually the streak's not that bad or the drought's that bad because look at the deck of cards they were playing with in some of these games. I don't say, well, the Jacksonville loss stings any less because Ryan Shazier didn't play. It's a pretty significant thing, though, that he wasn't out there.
Yeah, but they lost by 21 points to that Jags team with Ryan Shazier that year.
Yeah, but he was playing a lot better after that, Chris.
He was an off-ball linebacker. I doubt they were going to... He was going to make a 3-touchdown difference. I don't know, man.
By the way, they also didn't beat Tyler Huntley's Ravens. They beat Lamar Jackson on Sunday. Whether he was at 70% or 100%, he played and they lost.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm not inclined to give Mike a ton of credit for winning a division at probably what will end up being 9-8. That doesn't feel to me like you delivered a command performance as a coach this year.
Here is Adam on the fan. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Here's my idea, and call me crazy. If Kevin O'Connell over at Minnesota is fired, okay, I would trade Mike Tomlin for a second-round pick, and I would throw all the money I can to get Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame. And I know for every Jimmy Johnson, there's, Nick Saban. But I would take the risk.
Regardless of how this season goes, Mike could win the Super Bowl, and you'd still want to trade him to Minnesota and bring in Marcus Freeman, an unproven pro coach.
I would. Things need to change in Pittsburgh.
No. I must have started speaking Chinese there. I just said if they win the Super Bowl, you would still say they're in need of a change?
I just don't trust Mike Tomlin for
drafting. How could you
say
you don't trust him if they win the Super Bowl?
Creed Humphrey was available.
Who gives a rat's ass about Creed Humphrey if they win the Super Bowl?
He's a 3-time Pro Bowler, and you were okay with him picking Kendrick Green over Creed Humphrey?
I was not fine with that, but even the best organizations make mistakes.
Adam, I just want to
make... They're not going to win the Super Bowl,
Tony. Adam, I just want to make something clear.
I know they're not,
but you're... In this hypothetical, Adam, they somehow get on a heater like Flacco 2012 heater for Rodgers. They win the Super Bowl. You are going to be... We would find you at your house while everyone around you screams with delight, saying, yeah, but they could have had Creed Humphrey.
No, he'd be celebrating, yes, they can now trade Mike Tomlin to the Vikings. I don't really care about the Super Bowl.
Because
I just want to get Mike
Creed
out of
Humphrey
town.
Being he,
I
not
just,
here.
I don't. I
Also, Kevin Colbert made those picks. And I know Mike has a huge hand in it, but I feel like the GM should have to wear that one.
I mean, that well of hatred towards Mike runs pretty deep if you're willing to go on public airwaves and say things like, yeah, even if he wins the Super Bowl, it's time to move on.
You don't think that defines a ton of our listeners?
No, I don't know about a ton, but it just defined the last caller for sure.
I think it defines a larger percentage of our audience than you would probably like to admit.
Drew is next. Hello, Drew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love listening to you every day.
Appreciate it.
I kind of agree with Adam here, the last caller, but my take on it is what I'd like to see happen is if the Steelers could make a little splash in the playoffs, win a game or two, that would raise Tomlin's stock. He's already respected nationally. Then I think you do let him go. I think teams hold on to players too long. We've held on to him too long, regardless of what he does. And I will say,
think about the last thing you just said. Regardless of what he does. So results don't matter to you. They could beat the Bills and the Patriots. You said regardless of results.
Well, regardless of the if he wins one or two games, I think you still got to let him go because that's a splash. I don't think that proves the misuse of his talents and his team's talents.
But it's
over
not
the last
misusing talents.
Years.
If they beat the Bills, let's say, and then go to New England and beat the Patriots, something he hasn't done to this point, Cowher couldn't do. You're going to actually say he's still mishandling the team?
Well, but Pony, you're talking hypothetical, and I'm talking factual. I think that
his last 12 years has been ugly. You're talking hypotheticals,
too,
if you're going to say his value is this high. We don't actually know that. We think it might be, but that's not a fact. There's nothing factual about that.
Oh, I disagree. I think that this is all, of course, hypothetical, but I mean, I'm saying if they win the AFC North, which I'm not convinced they even still will,
really?
If they make it to the playoffs, and if they win it, I'm not a believer. I mean, I'm just not.
So you're a believer of Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. Got it.
If I'm a betting man, and I am, I placed money on them to not win the AFC North. So,
and who is that? The Browns?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I'm still my money is on the Ravens.
Okay.
I feel like we're in the I got transported in the middle of a Who's on First sketch or something We're not dealing in hypotheticals, but actually we are dealing in hypotheticals.
The guy goes, this is totally hypothetical. 2 seconds after saying, we're not dealing in hypotheticals. This is all factual.
That's another Charlie Murphy's couch call. I wouldn't stomp on Charlie Murphy's couch.
Donnie, do you
get callers
on the night show that are crazier or more reasonable than ours? Because I used to find when I did those shifts, they'd be even crazier than the calls we got during the day. But I'm starting to think we get the loony bin of calls.
Donnie, tell me if this... I'll let you give your own experiences here. When I did 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. and Pony had moved up to 6 to 10, I found that the best calls either happened right at the top of the show because they were waiting for the show to come on. They wanted to talk to me, or post 1 a.m. That witching period between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., man, oh, man, could you get some bad stuff in there.
Wow. I feel like we get crazier one tier than what I get in the evenings.
So, like, what would it be?
Now, sometimes there's an outlier.
Of course.
Sure.
I guess it would be like a bell curve sort of shape. Like, at the very beginning of an evening show, I would say calls are good. And then there's that big hump in the middle where it's all just wild, wild west. And then at the end, it would even.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In
terms of Skowronek and his special teams play, I mean, does it take a unique individual to be a gunner? Because we saw some of those where he was getting destroyed out there, the times fought through it. I mean, did you notice that from him in L.A., or is that something you more developed here?
Certainly I noticed it. He's a football player first and receiver second. He has an appetite and thirst for the competition the way that Darius Haywood Bey did when he was here. And certainly we're appreciative of not only his efforts, but also, as I mentioned, his production.
Listen to Starkey occasionally pop and Donnie with Joe on Fridays. Tomorrow, hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. On Friday, the boys will be out at Baseball Card Castle. Has Bechtold started complaining yet about how he has to stay back here and produce the show?
Well, I think he is going to get sent out there with us.
Whoa!
I think.
Whoa!
So I might be breaking some news here on the air, but that was one of the things that we pushed for the last few months. Like, hey, let us go out to these.
Let us out of our cage.
Shows. We can run the.
Let us into the wild.
Remote equipment. Just have us switch spots with whoever is.
With Seth the MILF Hunter
out there.
Or Chaz.
So I think he will actually be out there with us.
Has anybody administered a wellness check on either one of those guys? Seth is a diehard Eagles fan. They won the Super Bowl, but I caught some of WIP today. And the take there is Jalen Hurts is broken. I actually heard one of their hosts say, this reminds me of Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. He's just hit a wall. He's fallen and he can't get up. He'll never be good again.
Was this a Life Alert commercial?
And then you've got Chaz, who roots for the Bucks, who just lost at home to the Saints. and is also a Devils fan, and they were in last place last I checked. So
Chaz, though,
hard times have befallen our producer depth here, our bench.
Our guy Chaz, though, I think is a self-loathing Bucks fan. Like, he hates them more than almost anybody. Seth the Milf Hunter is the one I'm worried about, because when the Eagles are flying high, I mean, he's like Meryl Reese practically in these hallways. He's parading around gleefully wearing
Donnie,
Eagles
do you think
gear.
Our listeners get the Meryl Reese reference?
No, because I don't. But he's maybe they do. Maybe the older ones.
He's their play-by-play man.
Yeah,
he's the, I never knew that was the guy's name.
He's the Greg Brown of Eagles.
With his high-pitched voice.
He replaced Harry Cowse.
Oh, he's bleeding from the mouth.
I never realized that was his name.
Yeah.
Touchdown. I can't believe Brian Westbrook. Brian Westbrook to the end zone.
Trevor
just picked up the football.
Another alligator arm situation for Todd Pinkston.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is...
Seth is rides the highest when they're good and, like, you know, sticks his chest out at everybody here. When they're bad, I think he goes into a pit of despair. And, man, Jalen Hurts does look like he kind of sucks. I mean, reigning Super Bowl MVP.
I think last night was a Brandy Love night for him to try to get over the sting. I really do. Who we met, by the way, Malzie and I, and she could not have been cooler.
Yeah, she was super cool.
Shout out to her. Is she still active?
Big takes.
On like the field she worked in and
field she worked in
interacting with fans and stuff. No, I didn't sense that.
The thing with her that struck me is just how clearly like businesslike about the whole thing she is. I mean, maybe choice of words there could have been better by me, but very cool, very down to earth, and I think had a kid at that time who was starting college and
at
she's
West
like,
Virginia.
Yeah, she's like doing college visits. Because, of course, some creeper sitting there going, I think Brandy Love is at my freshman orientation.
The horny guy quotient would have been
through the roof there. Oh, my God.
All right, this is called the Donnie Football Tomlin Tidbit. Mike Tomlin bloviates for roughly a half hour every Tuesday. And Donnie finds the one quote or soundbite that got on his radar and interested him most from that media powwow. Today, it sounded like a Kabbali question who must have had a better seat assignment because he was actually asking some questions today.
Well, yeah, that was the big reason why I played this one, just because, you know, we can applaud our guy a little bit, Mark Kabbali, for asking Mike Tomlin a question, because as Stained once said, it's been a while since we've heard Kaboom in that press conference setting.
Find someone who loves Ben Skoranek as much as Mark Kabbali.
Who does he love more, Skoranek or Rudolph at this point?
I think at that point he'd break it up and he would like do whatever that Japanese samurai thing is called on himself.
Ritual seppuku.
Yes.
He'd just kill himself. He'd just stick a sword in his stomach and disembowel himself so he didn't have to make a choice.
Yes.
I thought you
in
were
the football sense,
I thought
of course,
honestly you were going to go with like the Solomon. He would cut himself in half to give each half of himself to one of those
He
two.
Loves Skoranek. Romo was loving himself some Skoranek, too, saying that they need to target him more and get him more involved in the offense.
Pony, I mean, Tomlin, by his very answer there, loves him some Skoranek. You know, he is a football. When you call somebody who's a receiver a football player first and then a receiver, you are tacitly saying they're not a very good receiver.
Well, he did say that about Hines Ward, though, too, Chris.
Okay, that's like the one example where it actually is used in a truly complimentary sense. Like, they aren't calling Steve Tasker football player first and then a receiver because they think he's actually both.
Who are some other guys that fall into that category?
Like true football.
Football player first, position player second.
Ooh.
Taysom Hill.
Mm. How about George Kittle?
I think he's like the
Mr.
platonic
blocking.
Ideal of a tight end,
well,
though.
I know, the fact that he's willing to just get in there and get his nose dirty and block and everything. Like, I wouldn't say that about Kelsey. Gronk,
no.
You could have said it.
See, those guys to me are just tight ends.
Or is it because they're too good at like what they do?
Like, I think of a guy, here's a guy that's up for the Hall of Fame that's cut from the same cloth as Hines.
Okay.
I think Steve Smith is one of those guys. He's not a wide receiver.
A
he's just
player.
A guy that is going to go out and do whatever it takes.
Does any defensive player get this award? I feel like it's only used on offensive players.
I feel like Polamalu is somebody you could throw in there.
Sure.
Okay, that's a good one, Don.
All over the place.
How about, like, the late Frank Wycheck? You know who, if he was... I'm not trying to slag this guy. I mean this because I think he fits the bill of what we're talking about. If he got more run and he was a little better, frankly, just played a lot more.
Yeah.
They would say it about Connor Hayward.
You're right. I agree with that.
He's the other guy on the roster I think about.
Which, by the way, like, I'm happy that they found, because I like Connor, like, that he's found his niche here, and it's worked. But it is still weird to me that he has two jobs on the team, special teams, and then whenever there is a massive fourth and short or third and short, he's the guy with his foot with the football in his hands.
How did they decide he was going to be the guy who did that?
They must have worked it at training camp, and he was the best one, I would think.
Or they said he is technically like fourth string tight end. We need him, but we can like risk injury because he could probably play through it. How about this one from Drunken Pittsburgh on Twitter?
Good one.
Deebo Samuel is a football player.
Correct.
I like that one.
That's
that
100%
is
right.
Yeah. How Connor, though, just I'm the tush push guy.
And I think it's a waste of having Rodgers on the field to just have him stand back there and watch.
I completely agree.
Why are you playing
agree.
10 on 11?
Thank you.
Do you agree with that, Don? What's the
I
point?
Had that exact
back
thought.
There to give the finger gun.
Why do you not have another person pushing or blocking?
If the play gets, if there's a fumble and now he's the last
That's
guy back there, what the heck is he going to do?
That has been my thought all season long. He would give a worse effort than Jeff Reed in his last days.
I mean, Rodgers would practically wave to the guy as he was going
which,
by.
Which, by the way,
did
you see that Jeff Reed? Like, I wouldn't say caught some strays, but some people brought up what we brought up with Jeff Reed because of a story that went viral last night. Quentin Jammer said that he played every game drunk in 2011, I think was the year, because he
story.
Was going through a divorce.
Okay.
So the way he coped was to self-medicate.
Oh, God.
And he's like, dead ass, I played every game drunk. And some people got in his mentions and said, so did Jeff Reed. That didn't hurt him at all.
I saw that get quote tweeted with a play from that year, and
you could
it
tell.
Certainly made you question what was going on with Quentin Jammer, who was a pretty good player.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, there was a play like pass down the seam. He was just nowhere to be found, just very much dogging it in the direction of the receiver.
Well, didn't Josh Gordon say he played a bunch of games drunk,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, Josh Gordon, it was like a very serious problem. A lot of NBA guys have said they've played high or drunk. Jammer's tweet, I can't read it because it's like a little profane, but he describes bleep face drunk in there. I cannot.
There's a big difference between drunk and bleep face drunk.
Right. So if he's being serious here, and obviously it sounds like he got a lot of help because like his whole thing was be vulnerable and actually say you need help, which I'm happy that that's his message coming out of this.
Yeah.
I would be lying, though, if part of me didn't think of like anything I've tried to do athletically when, quote, bleep face drunk. Doesn't it make you feel like that person must have superpowers if they actually could play in a game?
And no one really to the naked eye noticed it.
He's playing cornerback.
True.
His job is to backpedal as fast as he can and then make lightning quick cuts against some of the most athletic people on the planet.
Yeah.
If I was bleep face drunk, I would be face down in the turf after one play. The guy might be like Hancock, that superhero, Donnie, that Will Smith played. He's just hammered, but he can do whatever he wants.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.